Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of people turn out for the funeral of a top Hezbollah commander killed outside of Damascus. Mustafa Barradin was killed in an explosion which tore through the group's headquarters near Damascus International Airport. Syrian TV announced Badradin's death overnight, quoting a statement from Hezbollah that he had become a martyr. Thousands of mourners flooded the streets of Beirut for his funeral Friday. Badradin has been accused of participating in an attack that blew up the U.S. Marine Command Center near Beirut in 1983, an explosion that tore through the U.S. Embassy in Beirut, and an attack on the Khobar Towers in Saudi Arabia in 1996. Badradin was also at the top of the list of suspects identified by a UN special tribunal investigating the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq al-Hariri. A UN committee has condemned what it calls the ongoing practice of torture and ill treatment in Turkey and Saudi Arabia. Human rights expert Alessio Bruni, says the committee received many reports of authorities in Turkey carrying out extrajudicial killings of civilians.
And we received many allegations of civil population killed because it was in the midst of the fire and without any protection.
Saudi Arabia, meanwhile, also came in for criticism in regard to laws and practices that the committee says amount to torture. There was also concern expressed over Saudi Arabia's use of the death penalty. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency says Italy's Coast Guard has rescued about 1,000 refugees and migrants off the southern coast of Italy. The UNHCR reports that in one operation, 500 people were taken off of two fishing boats that had been carrying the migrants since they left Egypt several days ago. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says that several of those rescued are Syrians and Iraqis, but that still has to be verified.
You know, so far they are being disembarked. They need to go through medical screening. They need to get assistance. Many of them are dehydrated and in bad shape. So, you know, we will need time before we can actually talk to them and get this information.
The UN Refugee Agency says that nearly 190,000 refugees and migrants have arrived in Europe by sea so far this year. More than 31,000 of them have tried to reach Italy. The Obama administration says that transgender students must be allowed to use the bathrooms that match their chosen gender identity. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said that guidance issued by the Departments of Justice and Education was in response to queries from school principals and administrators.
And that advice includes practical, tangible, real-world suggestions to school administrators who have to deal with this issue.
Public schools in the United States now are obligated to treat transgender students in a way that matches their chosen gender identity, even if education records or identity documents, such as birth certificates, indicate they are of a different sex. The U.S. military now has its first female combatant commander. Air Force General Lori Robinson assumed her role as the new head of the U.S. Northern Command Friday during a change of command ceremony attended by military leaders from the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter praised Robinson's complete set of proven experience and her ability to lead and command in high-tempo operational environments while putting her people first in every assignment.
We know General Robinson will lead this team with certainty, clarity, and with the full trust and confidence of me and the President.
Northern Command protects the geographic area that includes the continental United States, Alaska, Canada, Mexico, the Bahamas, and the surrounding waters up to approximately 900 kilometers from the coast. And the International Football Federation has scored a first by appointing Fatma Samba Diouf Samora of Senegal as its Secretary General. She's the first female and the first non-European to hold the post. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA 1, the voice of America. VOA 1.
Just released a video for his latest single, Like I Would. You can see it right now on my Twitter page, Ray on the Hits. Here's his first smash, Pillow Talk, on VOA 1.
It's a paradise. nobody but us, bodies together. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears. Yeah, reckless behavior, a place that is so pure, so dirty and wrong. In the better day, better day, better day, loving and finding home. It's a paradise and it's a war zone. It's a paradise and it's a war.
music. New music. New music. VOA 1.
She's got me like na 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 na. Na na na. She's got that look in her eyes.
Enrique Iglesias.
Like she wants to mess around. Enrique. Talk to him.
I heard it from a friend. Heard it from a friend. Heard it from another. You've been messing around. I'm hoping that your friend too told you about me too. Cause I'ma tell you straight up, I've been messing around. I've been messing around.
Break it down right quick.
I'm ready, girl. Are you ready? I'm ready, girl. Are you ready? I'm ready, girl. Are you ready? I'm ready, girl. Are you ready?
The way you talk dirty, yeah, I like that. The way you bring other girls, yeah, I like that. The way you ride them heels, yeah, I like that. No thong up under that skirt, ooh, I like that. And you can get crazy, yeah, that's cool. You can get loose, yeah, that's cool. You got some motor, yeah, that's cool. On the bar, yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Get motor, yeah, they ooh. I don't mean to be rude, but I swear to God, there's so many things I love to do to you.
You can get sexy if you want to, and you can bring your girls if you want to, and we can hit the crib if you want to, and we can mess around if you want to.
Tell me you want to.
I heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. I've been messing around.
Enrique, let's break it down right quick.
I'm ready.
Mess around.
Ray McDonald with new Pitbull music, Messing Around, featuring Enrique Iglesias. Those guys toured together last year. This year, Pitbull is again hitting the road, this time with Prince Royce. I have Zedd and the All-American Rejects coming up fast as VOA 1 continues.
It's too hard to sleep. I got the sheets on the floor, nothing on me. We'll be right back.
open the door.
The Voice of America.
We're beautiful.
McDonald with the All-American Rejects, who haven't put out an album in 4 years. Their lead singer, Tyson Ritter, says they are back in the studio right now and working on it. We have the hits on VOA1. Thanks for listening.